Hey fam, I'm gonna need you guys to gather around because if you thought last week was wild, surprise, the news said, hold my mug. Welcome back to Can We Talk with Jewel podcast, proudly sponsored by FundraisingCup.org Ministries. This is What's Going On, the segment where facts feel fake, satire writes itself, and reality refuses to blink. This is the news segment where the headlines need therapy, and maybe we do too. Rolling into local news, guys, the files, the lockdowns, and the podcasters. Let's start with the Epstein files, why don't we? Yes, those files? Well, because America refuses to let this go. Mostly because nobody actually tells us anything and we are tired of speculating. A portion was released, the internet held its breath, and then you got nothing. No bombshells, no Scooby-Doo mask reveal, no major revelations, no justice jump scare. Just Bill Clinton appearing like a reoccurring character in a show that should have been canceled 3 seasons ago. And Trump? Barely mentioned. The right wing? Muted. Which tells you everything you need to know. So the files dropped, but accountability missed the mark and the deadline. Next up, Luke Air Force Base in Arizona. Temporary lockdown. Reports of a possible active shooter. Everyone's tense, everyone's praying, everyone's refreshing Twitter like, please don't let this be another, well, we'll update you later situation. Thankfully, no mass tragedy reported, but once again, the phrase, potential active shooter, has become just another reminder that in America, temporary lockdown has the same energy as slight delay. We're not shocked, we're just tired. And let's talk about the FBI Deputy Director Dan Bongino resigning 9 months in, said he's going back to his show, which confirms the FBI is now basically a podcast internship program. Yet no one has told me. I only have one question, though. Is it a bureau or a content incubator? Just asking for a friend. Trump said he did a great job. Pam Bondi said, actually, and Epstein files once again caused grown adults in government to argue like it's Thanksgiving dinner. Because apparently everyone in America is beefing over Epstein files except Epstein. And also, immigrant deaths in ICE custody are rising. 4 deaths in 1 week, guys. And somehow, this didn't interrupt anyone's holiday shopping because nothing says systematic failure like silence wrapped in tinsel. And what about politics and power, maps, money, and mayhem? Mississippi Supreme Court ordered special elections, ruling that current map diluted black voting power. Translation? Yes. Y'all were cheated. Also, Florida set a record number of executions in 2025. One reporter witnessed them all, which raises the question, who checks on the reporter? That feels less like journalism and more like emotional hazard pay. And the Lumbee tribe, after 137 years, finally received federal recognition, which is beautiful. I think it's historic and also begs the question, what took y'all so long? Was this paperwork in the fog with California? And let's roll right into international news. Why? Because the world is on edge. In Australia, a mass shooting at a Hanukkah celebration, 15 people killed, including a child. The prime minister called it terrorism because when hate shows up with bullets, we need to stop pretending it's confusion. Meanwhile, The U.S. launched retaliatory strikes against ISIS targets in Syria. Because nothing says holiday season like international military escalation. What can we say? Apparently explosions are like celebratory fireworks over here. And in Russia and Ukraine, they're talking again, guys, which is a diplomatic code for we are tired, but not done yelling. In Cambodia and Thailand, tensions have displaced 750,000 people. Let me say that again. 750,000 people displaced, and it barely made your timeline. Somehow our algorithm still showed a celebrity breakup first. And that brings us straight into religious news, also known as the Holy Shift. Meet Pope Leo XIV, America's first pope is wasting zero time. He summoned the cardinals, reshuffled leadership, visited Lebanon and Turkey, and basically said the church is clocking back in session and let's get organized. Meanwhile, the Archdiocese of New York sold land for $490 million to fund abuse settlements, which is accountability, but also a reminder that silence is expensive. Rome is now charging $2 million to access the Trevi Fountain. So yes, even wishes require a service fee now. So if you toss a coin, make sure it clears paywall. Health news is up next. Skinny shots and stress. Let's talk about health because clearly the viruses are collaborating. First, Ozempic is being sued, which honestly feels on brand because anything that works that fast in America eventually gets a class action suit. At some juncture, they will disclose everything that was probably put in it, right? Who said that? Meanwhile, Trump announced reduced drug pricing deals with Big Pharma. Big Pharma smiled, lobbyists clapped, Wall Street cheered, Americans asked, cool, so which pharmacy and which reality are we in where I can afford it before the deductible? And Congress? Well, they're adjourned without a healthcare funding deal. So premiums may rise. But don't worry, thoughts and prayers are still fully covered. And let's talk about the flu, which said surprise this past week. A mutated form of influenza A, H3N2, known as subclade K, is absolutely cutting up worldwide. UK? Bad. Canada? Even worse. Japan? Struggling. Australia already got jumped earlier this year, and now U.S. officials say, oh yeah, it's here too. Cases up, hospitalizations rising, and the season severe. But don't worry, someone on Facebook is still doing their own research, and by someone, I mean me. Quick health check. If you've been eating prepared pasta, check your refrigerator. Just recently, there was a Listeria recall tied to meals sold at Trader Joe's, Sprout, Kroger, Albertsons, and even Shrimp Scampi, all linked to a pasta outbreak. So if your dinner came pre-made and pre-suspect, put it down. Because apparently in 2025, the noodles are not to be trusted. Meanwhile, Congress adjourned without a health care funding deal. So premiums may rise, access may shrink, but at least lawmakers got home in time for the holidays. Quick update, guys. HIV cases are rising again across the United States. And no, before the comments even start, this isn't about shaming, fear-mongering, or those people. Public health officials are clear. The rise is largely linked to COVID-19 pandemic disruptions. So while we were all busy surviving lockdown, the healthcare safety net developed holes. Now, with love, let's skip the hookup culture that pretends consequences don't exist. vaccines, it may be scaled back. Bird flu jumped from wildlife to cattle. AI is diagnosing rare diseases faster than insurance approvals. And apparently, shingles vaccines may slow dementia, which is great news in a country that keeps forgetting history. And that brings us to the weather, guys. The earth is mad and the planet needs a nap. California fogged in like a Scooby-Doo episode for a month straight. Wyoming clocked 144 mile per hour winds. Texas turned on the AC in December. Oklahoma hit 76 degrees in December as well. Colorado issued its first ever "This is not a drill" fire warning. Translation, the planet has officially entered its villain era, whereby the Earth is clearly processing trauma. And that brings us to the travel news. Now boarding chaos. All right, guys, quick pause, because we are flying right into my favorite segment, the travel news. You all know if we're talking about what's going on, we need to talk about travel. And if your vacation planning involves 12 opinions, no reservations, and somebody saying, "We'll figure it out when we get there," please stop. Is your passport still sitting there so long it's collecting emotional dust? Relax. Auntie Jewel got you. I'm your VIP travel advisor, the one who makes sure your vacation doesn't turn into a group chat disaster or a "we'll figure it out" situation. I handle the planning, the upgrades, the details, and the calm. You just show up, look good, and act surprised when everything goes smoothly. If you're ready to travel smarter, especially in this travel climate, find me at fundraisingcup.org/jewel. All right, now let's get back to what's really going on in travel news, because 10,500 flights delayed or canceled. Europe on strike. Guys, there's a lot going on. I can barely keep up. Oh, my goodness. And the Grand Canyon reopened. DOT says airlines don't owe you a hotel if the plane breaks. But American Airlines says 122 million Americans are traveling anyway, because nothing says holiday spirit like a airport chaos and emotional support neck pillows. And before you take off, quick holiday travel reality check. Whether you're vacationing abroad or living overseas, the holidays come with light, cheer, and unfortunately, extra crime. So stay alert in public places, holiday markets, public transportation, places of worship, basically anywhere festivity lies and is crowded. Translation, this is not the time to flex your phone, your jewelry, or your main character energy. Put the valuables away, blend in, and remember, you don't need to look rich to enjoy the trip. Save the contact info for the nearest U.S. embassy or consulate, and sign up for travel alerts at step.state.gov, because it's better to get a text than a situation. Travel smart, stay safe, and don't let a vacation turn into a documentary. All right, that wraps up travel. Back to what's going on. And guys, you know what time it is. Poll break. Y'all voted, we judge. All right. So stretch, hydrate, unclench your jaw, because democracy has spoken. In our first poll where we asked you what stood out most this week. Last week, a lot happened, right? Healthcare drama, court chaos, Epstein files doing the absolute least, surveillance vibes feeling personal, media playing in our faces per usual. So we asked you guys, right? What stood out? And here's the result. Drum roll, please. You can't afford because of healthcare. Healthcare and court. You guys voted at 37%. Okay, the adults showed up. Premiums rising, ruling dropping, nobody resting. And the Epstein files at 21%. Y'all said, I read them and still feel unsatisfied. I agree. And then matching with another 21% surveillance vibes. Smart TVs watching, phones listening, even your fridge is like, you good? And, we had a triple tie with media manipulation at 21%, a three-way tie because nobody trusts anybody anymore, honestly. The poll said, we're tired, but we're paying attention. And in our second poll, Miss the Podcast, explain yourself. Now, let's get to my favorite poll. You know, this one, we talk about your excuses as to why you missed my last podcast. And don't worry, the universe probably conspired against you. I get it. And so now is your chance. Why didn't you hit play, guys? And baby, the honesty came rolling in. 44% of you said my notifications are glitching. Sure. Blame the algorithm. It's always the algorithm's fault. And that matched another 44% of you who got lost in LinkedIn rabbit holes. Also believable, you logged in to check one post and somehow ended up questioning your career, your salary, and your entire existence. And 11% of you pretended that you know everything. You know, we appreciate that honesty. Ignorance, but make it confident. But 0% of you thought self-growth could wait, so we're proud about that. 0%. Which tells me two things. One, y'all care about growth, and two, y'all just didn't press play yet. And that's okay, because we're here now. So shout out to everyone who voted, lurked, laughed, or came back late like, I'll catch the replay. This is why we do the polls, because the news is heavy, but humor keeps us processed, and it helps us process, without losing our minds. All right. Poll break over. Let's get back to what's going on because the headlines did not calm down while you were voting. Let's talk targeted individual news. Individuals, real quick, because yes, we told you first. The FBI is now confirming what we warned you about. Malicious actors are using AI-powered impersonations, deepfakes, and social engineering to scam people. That urgent call from your boss, your child, or an official of some sort working for the state could be a robot with confidence. They're running fake voice text scams, virtual kidnapping schemes, crypto and ransom demands, phishing that looks way too real. If they rush you, scare you, or tell you don't verify, that's the scam. Protect yourselves, guys. Verify through a second channel. Don't click suspicious links. Use multi-factor authentication and report scams to IC3.gov. This isn't paranoia. It's pattern recognition. Slow down, question everything, and don't let an algorithm with a good voice steal your peace or your money. Then, guys, the U.S. Marshals Service, USMS, successfully conducted Operation Northern Lights. I love the names of these operations, by the way, leading to the recovery and location of 43 critically missing children across North Florida and neighboring states. They rescued children ranged in age from 1 to 17 years old, guys, including this one-year-old from Leon County who was recovered in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. The multi-agency effort involved more than 80 personnel from 25 federal, state, and local agencies, and it resulted in arrests, primarily for interference with child custody. So kudos to them. Keep working hard, feds. There's so much crime happening on the underground and black market as it pertains to trafficking women and children. So you have my support and anything I can do to assist and keep our supporters informed, I'm here for you. And Texas sued Samsung, Sony, LG, and friends for allegedly spying on us through smart TVs. Hey, what can I say? We told you so. about these smart devices in previous episodes, and clearly, it's exposure season. So yes, your TV might know what you're watching, but it still can't recommend something decent to watch. Okay, now, guys, we are dropping a disclaimer for the algorithm, which believes we are telling you far too much, so brace yourselves. This segment discusses personal beliefs, perceptions, and spiritual interpretations that may be distressing for some listeners. The views expressed are shared for entertainment, discussion, awareness, and emotional support purposes only. This episode continues the weekly focus on areas where individuals may be seeking clarity, grounding, or emotional safety. The discussion centers on beliefs held by some targeted individuals regarding spiritual or occult-related attacks, particularly during the final months of the year and around lunar cycles, which are associated with increased stress, fear, and perceived targeting. So guys, you know I told you each week we're going to focus in on one specific area for targeted individuals, and this week we're focusing on the spiritual attack aspects. And based on interviews with multiple targeted individuals, this episode explains the belief that such attacks often involve coordinated efforts by multiple, yes, you heard that correctly, multiple people against one person, sometimes for a bounty. The perceived goals range from destiny swapping, mental destabilization, binding, or love spells, entity attachment to lethal intent. A key belief discussed is that these practices are thought to require lowering the victim's emotional or mental state for them to be effective. Methods described include emotional or psychological destabilization, harassment or intimidation to provoke reactions, coordinated monitoring or pressure, and tampering with personal environments or belongings. Increased activity is believed to occur several days before and after full moon cycles, including recruitment of others to participate in stalking, noise campaigns, harassment, or frequency-based attacks. The episode urges caution during these periods, particularly around accepting food or drink, handling personal items that may be taken or altered, and receiving gifts or objects believed to have symbolic or ritual significance. The emotional and psychological toll of feeling watched, harassed, or unsafe is acknowledged. Listeners are encouraged to remain calm, practice grounding, pay attention to your dreams, and seek trusted spiritual or professional support. Fasting, meditation, and spiritual alignment are presented as key practices for overcoming or identifying attacks early, alongside practical guidance on personal safety, discernment, and documentation. Specific environmental signs to watch out for are listed below, including unfamiliar objects placed near your home, altered clothing, missing or replaced personal items, powdery substances, or symbolic items. The importance of documenting incidents, dates, times, locations, and suspected individuals is emphasized, particularly for medical or legal emergencies and for providing potential leads to law enforcement. The conversation stresses that the purpose is not to promote fear, but to encourage calmness, self-protection, and awareness of when to seek help. The episode here, I'm going to close out by reminding you guys, my listeners are not alone, and that support is available with a spiritual consultation resource that I'm offering at fundraisingcup.org/jewel. So, With that said, guys, we're going to roll right into my random thoughts. And I know how much you guys covered this section because you just want to know what I'm thinking. And I got you. My first random thought this week, Romanian appeals court sentenced Wiz Khalifa to 9 months in prison for drug possession because he smoked cannabis on stage, guys. Not trafficking, not smuggling, but smoking, which is wild. Because in half of America, that's a wellness routine. And in the other half, apparently a felony with international flavor. Globalization is confusing. What can I say? And another random thought. Cybersecurity researchers uncovered 23 vulnerabilities in Apple AirPlay system called Airborne. So your phone, TV, speaker, and toaster might be talking to each other. And hackers are like, oh, they left. So your phone and TV and your car are communicating, and the hackers are listening. Privacy policy updated, trust not included. Another random thought, guys. San Francisco lost power. A massive outage left about 130,000 customers, nearly one-third of the city in the dark. And as of December 21st, most power is back, but around, I think, approximately 21,000 people are still sitting in candlelight, rethinking every smart home decision they've ever made. Nothing humbles a tech capital faster than a dead outlet. And I got another random thought for you guys. Larry Ellison is once again richer than Jeff Bezos. Oracle stock jumped thanks to a Tic Tac deal, and suddenly Larry said, actually, move. I want my seat back. Some people refresh Instagram, while others refresh their net worth. And, oh, another thought. I know you guys saw this on social media. The New York Knicks won the NBA Cup. Congratulations to them. However, one player was caught in 4K mid-celebration doing something with a teammate's body that absolutely did not need to be replayed in slow motion, which just proves cameras don't care about championships. They care about content. And another random thought, guys. Nicki Minaj called VP JD Vance an assassin at a political convention. Did she mean a great debater, or did Roman take over and make a cameo to spill the tea, child? Either way, the room heard, ma'am, absolutely not. And the intent, it was meant to compliment him. Impact, record scratch. Internet, immediate chaos. Moral of the story, in 2025, even so-called praise need subtitles and disclaimers. Call me. I got a few on rotation. Another one. The government announced a one-time $1,776 warrior dividend for eligible service members. Important clarification. This money came from Congress-approved funds, not a personal Venmo from Trump. It's a supplement to housing allowance, tax-free, already allocated. Facts matter, guys, even when speeches remix them. And I had another random thought around Michael Jackson and Chris Tucker this week that appeared in photos connected to the Epstein files. But let's be clear. The files do not confirm they were ever on Little St. James. Being photographed near someone does not equal involvement. Context matters, guys. Truth still matters. Please let Michael rest in peace. Because the internet, still gonna internet. Another thought, smart TVs are allegedly spying on us, but they still recommend movies I watched by accident 5 years ago. So, you know everything about me except my taste. That's interesting. And another thought I had, we survived a pandemic, a recession, inflation, climate mood swings, and 3 once-in-a-lifetime events. And we're still expected to reply to emails like, hope this finds you well. No, it doesn't. Another one. Congress can adjourn without fixing healthcare, but somehow my insurance premium never forgets to show up. must be using that AI everybody's talking about. And the airlines can cancel your flight, keep your money, and say that's policy. But if you miss the flight by 5 minutes, that's a personality flaw and a moral failure? Okay. And regarding that, the money to visit the Trevi Fountain in Rome, I'm a little confused about that because we're just tossing coins in. What's really going on? I'm thrown off, but it is what it is. Let me see. Any other thoughts I had this week? I think that's it. Oh, final random thought. People say protect your peace, right? But peace requires boundaries, rest, information, and occasionally logging off people who confuse chaos with personality. Speaking of which, check out the upcoming collaborative healing series with Feel the Healing podcast, where we discuss authenticity and transparency. Well, if you're still here, still laughing, still trying, you're not behind, you're resilient. And that, my friend, is not random at all. So, family, that's what's going on. If you're exhausted, that's normal. If you're laughing through the pain, welcome to the club. And if you're still standing, you're doing better than the headline. This is Can We Talk with Jewel Podcast. Protect your peace. Question everything. And we'll talk again next week. Because remember, it's not paranoia if they're really out to get you. Bye, guys. Love you all.